Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the Seven Bills Podcast.
Yes.
I'm your host Alex. I'm joined by my co-host Zach.
Howdy, howdy.
As we read chapter by chapter through the Old Kingdom series by Garth Nix.
We sure do.
We are on chapter four today. Chapter
five
today.
Five.
Nice.
Five.
Yes. You know, all the things. Thoughts, opinions, critiques to the email, the number 7bellspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
You can follow our, you can subscribe to our Patreon if you'd like.
You sure can.
For as little as $5 a month, you get our supplemental show, Short Story Long.
Yes, indeed.
Where we read short stories and then talk about them.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. If you'd like this, you'll like that.
Yeah.
Because it's essentially the same fucking thing.
Pretty much. We just ramble on about shit. And if you would like to get a shout out every episode, for as little as $10 a month, you can become one of our Kibbeth level patrons.
You sure can.
And speaking of, thank you to Charlotte, Maya, Patrick, William, Sam, Lindsay, Anna, Lizette, and Allie for being our Kibbeth level patrons.
Yes, thank you all very much.
Thank you to all
of our listeners.
Indeed. Because it is late and we have a lot of things to record.
Yes, we're going to plow through this.
I do have an email, but I'm just kind of getting into it. We'll probably go on some tangents and whatever.
I'm sure.
But,
because I only read the headline of this email. I have not read it.
Oh, yeah. So. This is from Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Hi, Alex and Zach. I hope you are good and well. I have finally, almost, caught up on your show. Had a baby over the summer. Turns out pregnancy just liquefies your brain and annihilates any comprehension skills you thought you had.
Mm.
So had to have a Seven Bills hiatus. Pregnancy sounds kind of low-key the worst.
It sounds pretty awful. I'm not going to be... this is coming from a dude, so
cis,
I don't know.
Yeah, cisgendered dude. No possibility of experiencing that.
Yeah.
But it sounds... fucking bad.
Sounds unpleasant.
Yeah. But congratulations.
But yes, very Shannon. Much so. And thank you for coming back.
Yes. However, now that I've had the baby, who, by the way, eats a lot, like Bruce Bogtrotter with a chocolate cake a lot, I don't get the reference.
Isn't that a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory reference?
That was Augustus Gloop, right?
Oh, fuck, you're right. But isn't he one of the other kids? I don't know.
Maybe.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Or read the book.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of sit on the couch while he's glued to my boob time to enjoy reminiscing over the hot mess that is Clarial. It's been a long time since I've read it, and I remembered not really enjoying it that much, but my God, I must have been repressing how bad it was because I couldn't get over your beautifully funny summaries of the chapters. And I know you've started reading Golden Hands, and I'm pretty sure I didn't love that either, though it's miles better than Clarial. It got me thinking about how few successful sequels, prequels to planned trilogies series there are. I couldn't really think of any off the top of my head, though admittedly it's still pretty sloshy up there. Are post-series same world books just generally a bad idea then? It might be like when fans of a TV show call for spin-offs. Generally, it'll be a disaster, excluding maybe Better Call Saul. Anyway, thank you for providing both myself and your probably youngest listener with hours of entertainment. Otis has no notes except perhaps more world building! Exclamations. That got a big smile out of him. Looking forward to the next episode. Thanks, Shannon.
Well, that's delightful.
Yay, we entertain babies.
Hey.
So if you're out there and you're a baby, maybe you'll like this show too.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Hey, we just increased our demographic.
Yeah, maybe... Let's see. I have my keys on me. Let's see. Just... Hey there!
Hey, buddy.
Jingling my keys.
I like making weird faces at babies.
Yeah, you should... Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah. I do this one on planes.
Oh! Surprised you didn't get on a no-fly list because of that one.
I don't want to talk about it, but...
okay.
Let me just say cavity searches are...
sensitive subject.
Intense.
Did I touch a nerve there?
Hey. They touch a lot of nerves, let me tell you.
Hey.
TSA.
Touch some ass!
delightful.
Okay, thank you, Shannon, for
thank
the lovely
you so much,
email.
Shannon. And congratulations on your baby.
Yes. We love a good grub.
Yes.
So that's all the emails we have for today.
Alrighty.
Okay. Last episode, we covered chapter 4, in which Clariel shows up at the wall. No, Clariel. Which Lyriel shows up at the wall and finds the Hruul. I almost said Stilken. I'm just blending all the fucking books together.
Yeah, just merge all the series.
Yes. Yes.
So Sabriel was helping out Touchstone.
Yes. So Lyriel ends up at the wall and finds the Hruul and finds Nick, who is dying. And she's like, oh, my feelings.
Ugh. The stars and goddess.
Like, I must save Nick because I feel some indescribable feel. I want to fuck him.
And some other feelings that are weird.
That are weird. Gay. And so she gives him a healing spell and then goes to collect some thistle pod and a staff and then enter into the storyline of that section of Creature of the Case.
Yes.
Which we may get a repeat of. I don't remember, but.
Yeah, got the details.
Chapter 5! We are back with Farron.
Sure are. Floating down the river.
Floating down the river very coldly.
Yes. Seems very unpleasant.
Yes. Farron is struggling to keep the raft upright because she's trying to get out of the water, but every time she does, the raft tips and.
Yeah, it sucks. Just being on water
tips
just sucks.
At least 20%, which is the standard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she starts getting colder and colder. And she's like, well, I guess my only option is to break my spirit glass arrow.
In case of emergency, break glass.
Break glass, yes. But spirit glass arrows can be used to start a fire that will burn for 4 days or so. And you can't put it out.
Even underwater.
Even underwater. Can't bury it. Yeah. So it'll burn super hot for a long time. And the smoke is toxic.
So other than that, it's great.
Yeah. She's like, well,
just roasted a marshmallow over it.
Right. Yum, cancer. She's like, I can't really paddle with this bullshit paddle. It is worthless.
Yeah, garbage. Gives me something to do.
Yeah. I might make it to the south side of the Greenwash, or I might freeze to death. I probably will freeze to death. So let's get with the breaking.
Got no other options.
And she's mulling over the consequences of potentially breaking this spirit glass arrow and thinking it over for so long, she starts to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, that's not good.
Relatable in the cold.
Yes.
Sometimes your brain just doesn't function good.
No. And she's like, oh, that's definitely not good. And I can't feel my legs. Double plus, not good.
Bad times.
So she figures out, she has a bowl of wound ointment.
Yeah.
And she breaks the arrowhead in it with the butt of her knife.
Yeah, because it's basically a clay pot, essentially.
Yes. And it bursts into flame, and it's super hot, and she has her eyes closed, but even through them, she can see a sort of bent sort of figure in the flame. Like, it's almost like the flames are a figure that's bending down to, like, grab her or whatever. Because it's a free magic
booga booga.
Spirit. In yeah. That's why I call it spirit glass.
Yeah.
But is the last of her three arrowheads and is all that the Athask people had. So they're like, here, Farron, take all of our spirit glass.
Oh, sorry, I just really needed a cigarette. Just the free magic creatures just holding up a cigarette and a ghostly.
Cool.
Got a good one.
So then it dies down and she warms herself with the,
toxic magic fire.
Toxic smoke fire. And she's like, well, this is better than, you know, I'm kind of warm. I warm half my body up at a time.
Yeah. And finally her shitty raft is paying off because the water's touching the bottom of the clay pot, keeping it at a decent temperature.
Exactly. It's temperature regulation.
Yes.
And she's worried that it's going to break the pot and then, you know, it'll just burn through the raft and she'll be super fucked.
Right. Or explode shrapnel, flaming shrapnel.
Yeah. You know, I mean, six in one, half a dozen the other.
Yeah,
really.
It's all bad.
But it doesn't burst or burn through the raft because the water cooling. And it warms her up enough that she's vaguely comfortable and not freezing to death. And she falls the fuck asleep.
Yeah, you have to rotate her like a frozen dinner in a microwave.
But unfortunately for her, she falls asleep and does not notice that the river is widening and becoming more gentle because it is getting closer to the ocean.
Yeah, it's going to dump out into the sea.
And she's potentially going to be washed out to sea.
Yeah, like Homer and Flanders in that Simpsons episode.
It's not one I've seen.
Boy Scouts in the Hood, yeah, they eventually... They go down a river in a raft with Bart and
Milhouse?
One of Flanders' kids.
Oh, Rod?
Rod Todd? Or Todd. I always mix them up. Anyway, they float out into sea and get saved by Homer, who smells a Krusty burger.
Jesus Christ.
Because Krusty has set one up on an oil rig out in the middle of the ocean.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so she's going to be washed out to sea, and the smoke from the fire is invisible right now because it's nighttime, but when the sun comes up, it's going to be a beacon that will, you know...
come fuck with me,
yeah,
beacon.
Yeah, so like there's something that's unusual, smoking on the Greenwash River. Come yeah. find me.
Yeah, it's like... You know. It's like walking down in like LA with a map in front of your face.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to get robbed.
Mm-hmm. One time, I think I might have told this story on the pod before, but this one time, this guy came into my shop and he was wearing like a very white, obviously designer t-shirt, but it's like a white t-shirt that's like you spent $80 or more on a white t-shirt, kind of white t-shirt.
But it looks like a Hanes undershirt that's like less than $5.
No, in the sense that like it's built like a regular shirt, but it is so like fitted and bright,
yes,
that it's very clearly expensive.
No, I know
without being fancy.
I know what you mean, but still a plain white tee.
It's a plain white tee, yep. And wearing some like these high tops with like gold metal accents on them,
yeah.
And a jacket that has like fur in it.
So he's got money.
He walks in and he's looking like a fucking lot of money and pulls out his wallet and all the large bills are folded to the outside and I'm like, okay.
they gotta let you know what you have.
Either he is he's a trust fund kid who got a bunch of money later, like later teens,
yep,
or he got some job that pays him a lot of money and he doesn't have the background to like operate with class, but
he's new money,
nouveau riche, yeah. new money, wanting to show it off, and that's fine.
Sure, you do you.
You do you. But he walked out, and I'm like, I have never seen someone with a brighter neon sign above them saying "mug me" in my life.
Yeah, maybe don't go down to Soto wearing that.
Yeah, like Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
Just hang out at 3rd and Pike.
Yeah. No, buy a bunch of McDonald's hamburgers. Just eat them one by one, standing out in the corner. Just make sure you're going to get robbed.
Yeah, just like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, so...
Flipping a silver coin in your hand.
Yeah, like you're fucking toothpaste. Just got the dollar coin.
Sneezing into a $100 bill, just like, oh, excuse me.
Excuse me while I light my cigar. Anybody have any monocle polish? I'm all out.
God. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of that's the chapter.
Yeah.
There's
Farron floats down a river and tries not to die.
Yeah, it's I don't know why this wasn't like, I get the, what do we learn about the world from this chapter? Nothing.
Fucking nothing. It seems more how spirit glass works.
Yeah. But it's kind of like that, it's nothing that's like, oh, that's an interesting wrinkle. It's like, oh, no, that it behaves about as I would expect based on your previous description.
Right. And it's not poorly written or anything. It keeps your attention, but yeah, could have been added into another chapter. It didn't have to be its own thing.
Yeah. And I think it's more of a device right now to like have each chapter be from be like a separate protagonist.
Right.
But I don't...
It's very
good. Yeah, it makes the chapters themselves not that interesting.
It's like Book of Boba Fett versus Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Essentially, we're following along the same story. One of our protagonists kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yet, yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if she, like, we follow her for half the book and she dies and then the book just moves on?
And just no mention of her
like,
at all.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. There's really not much in this chapter.
Yeah, I don't know what else you really say. Sorry.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, well, that's what sucks with these hallway chapters. It's just...
Yeah, it is a hallway chapter.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, a river is like a long hallway.
Wow. Rips bong.
Dude.
Like, I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wish there was more to say about this chapter, but there really isn't.
I wish she had caught a fish.
Yes. Anyway, I got nothing. What do you give this chapter on a scale of 1 to 7, Zach?
On a scale of 1 to 7, I give this chapter a 5 out of 7.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised too. I enjoyed reading it. Maybe because I enjoy survival writing. It reminds me of old books I used to read.
Like The Indifferent Stars Above? Exactly. Well, that's not really survival writing. That's more cannibalism writing. That's
more horror of the American Pioneer. But very good book.
About the Donner Party.
Yes.
Check it out. The Indifferent Stars Above.
Yeah, one of the best nonfiction books I've ever read.
Yeah, I give that back to you, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I don't think I finished it.
Well, you can always borrow it again if you
need. Yeah. Anyway. I'm not much of a reader. I joke, but I'm kind of serious.
You and me both, actually. Yeah.
Why are we doing a book podcast? Who are we? And who are we kidding?
It's like trying to wrangling your friends into working out with you by like joining a softball league or something.
I guess, yeah.
I'm going to read more. I'm going to make my friends start a podcast about reading books.
Yeah.
Hey, for a long time, it's the only way some of my friends kept in contact with each other was having a podcast.
That's fair. And we live next to each other.
I know. Well, if you too enjoy this parasocial relationship.
Indeed.
Called a podcast, you can look us up on Patreon, patreon.com/7bellspodcast.
Yeah. And for as little as $5 a month, you get our supplementary show.
Yeah,
and if you want a shout out, just 5 more. It's like a couple...
Couple,
it's like 2 copies a month. It's fine.
It's less than a sandwich now.
Exactly. So thank you, Charlotte, Maya, Patrick, William, Sam, Lindsay, Anna Lizette, and Allie for being our $10 patrons. And if you're a baby out there, goo goo gaga.
We love you, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Gonna look good on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it already looks good on you. It's already on you.
Yeah. I think with this and how, like, yes, 5 hours is a long time.
Sure.
And I was just like,
ow.
I got a gift certificate to a curiosity shop. I was going to send them as, like, here's a token of my appreciation.
Thanks. The one down in South Park?
The one in Ballard, actually.
Oh.
The one in South Park?
Yeah, there's a little curiosity shop. It's not Archie McPhee's or anything like that, but right.
Sells taxidermy and that sort of thing?
I haven't actually been in it, but they have a bunch of like weird old-timey clowns all over there outside of the building.
Huh.
It's over there by the bridge as you're going towards Seattle.
But we would pass it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when I drove you home.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the corner by the taco trucks.
We should stop in there sometime.
We should. I've been meaning to go there for years and never have.
Well, we should do it sooner than later because you know how that works out is that the minute you want to go, it turns out that they just went out of business after 55 years, you know?
Completely gone because there's thousands of other people exactly like you. So, you know, I'm going to go there one of these days.
Yeah, we should make a trip sometime soon.
Should. Do a South Park day.
Yeah, do you want to do maybe Tuesday?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, when you're we get burgers at Loretta's.
Loretta's?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Some of the best burgers in the city. I do them smash style.
Let's put a pin in that.
Love it.
Tuesday, go to Curiosity Shop.
Sounds like fun.
But yeah, all that is to say, I think this is going to be my science fiction sleeve.
Love it.
Gonna do like maybe like an Annihilation tattoo on the top here. What is your purpose on Earth? The diagram sentence from Arrival.
Yeah, do all the classic. Yeah.
Then like maybe like the fucking the contact schematic for the pod, like that,
there you go.
Like
hex, with the blueprint.
Hex it with the person inside.
That'd like be cool. Here. Almost like a little Vitruvian man.
Yeah, it's like from the waist up, and it has like a hand or something, and yeah. It's like in like a shape.
I've seen it online. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway,
yeah, Alex got some new ink.
I did. I got me a fucking tattoo.
He's all tatted up.
I've completed my hipster arc. You know, I have a tattoo now.
Septum
I have
piercing.
A septum piercing, a beard, taxidermy, and a record collection.
Yeah, all you need is if you start wearing glasses with no lenses in them, then we'll know.
I'm a hipster, not a faggot.
¿Por qué no los dos?
I'm kidding.
But again, the top hat with buff stuff airbrushed on it needs to happen.
I'm not gonna wear glasses with fake lenses. Like that's like no. That's just appropriating. Like that's like using. It's like using. Essentially, is using medical necessity devices as fashion accessories, and basically. I find that distasteful.
Yeah, my jeans work really hard for eyes this shitty. No, if you really want to be hipster about it, you just sit with a laser pointer shined in your eyes.
Oh, God.
Then you'll need glasses.
Yeah, I looked at the annular solar eclipse directly. I was like, this will be good for my future fashion choices.
Fajitas.
But yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. It's healing up nice.
I mean, you say that, but it's like full of sludge.
I can't really tell, but I'm sure that'll heal up nice.
It's still warm. You can feel how warm it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's odd. That's almost upsetting.
How hot it is?
Yeah, I guess I do remember because you and I basically now have the same basic size forearm tattoo.
Yeah, but mine didn't take 14 hours.
Yeah, it was a long one.
What in the fuck?
The line work took 7 and the coloring in took 7.
Guess that's fair.
Yeah, it's a lot blockier than I imagined when I first drew
time,
it.
I think over time, it kind of will kind of bleed in and just kind of become a...
It's already started, too. Yeah. I actually need to get it touched up. I was meaning to do that.
You could maybe get some white added over the top to, like, because of it's losing detail over time.
Right.
So you might add white highlight to accentuate detail.
Interesting idea.
The white will need to be touched up more often.
Sure.
So if you aren't in the habit of putting sunscreen on it.
Yeah. Because, yeah, my tattoo and my calf, that's white originally. And it's just kind of...
How old is that?
I got that when I was 18, so that is... Fuck, I'm old. 16 years old.
Okay, well, I mean, it's more than a decade old. Yeah, like, that makes sense.
And it's never been touched up.
Yeah.
But the details held up pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did good work. Welcome back to Tattoo Talk.
Yeah, Tattoo Corner. Yeah.
Calves are too big for my pants to fit back over.
You want help?
I have big calves. Thank you.
I believe those are big enough to be called cows.
Solid meat.
Anyway, speaking of meat, let's get into the meat of the show.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Okay.
We got a lot to do today. The Seven Bells Podcast is brought to you by the So What Did You Learn Network. If you like what you heard, please rate and review our content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you rate fine podcasts on the internet. And please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/the7bellspodcast. Thanks. We love you.